Good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say and yarn up strong on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, to Daily Mob. Now, talking about black people in business, entrepreneurs, we are... Being black is wealth in itself. They're going to catch up and have a yarn over Delhi. Paul Bruss Vandenberg, and he's the owner of the Delhi company called Munda Wines. I'll drink to that. Munda Wines, we have Paul Bruss on the line. Good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where you from, Bruss?
Yeah, no, I'm part of the Wurundjeri of the people, which is the far west coast of South Australia. So sort of towards the Western Australian WA border on the coast there. So Sejuna is the main town you drive through, so I still call it home, but being away from home for quite some time now as we all move around the parts of Australia.
Walkabout.
Yeah, pretty much, brother.
Too deadly, brother. Too deadly.
Still walking.
Still walking. Good to hear your voice. Good to be yarning with you. Look, we go back a long way, brother. Served together in Nam. Vietnam, that's a coffee shop on the Esplanade here in Cairns. Yeah, you still owe me tuck shop money. Brother, good to be yarning with you now. In a JOB, AFL, we'll talk about that, but entrepreneur, business on the side, they say empires are built after hours. So when we talk about clocking off from the JOB, weekends, after hours, evenings, whatever the case may be, you're building your empire, Munda Wines. So let's talk about Munda Wines. The word Munda, where's that come from, brother, and what's the meaning?
Yeah, that's from back home now. Munda in our language means land or country. So, I think it was when I started thinking about the idea of creating a wine company and business, I wanted to understand what the wine industry was all about, and they kept talking about this term called terroir, which is a French term for land, and how important soil is. And, you know, depending on which part of Australia you come from, you know, you might have an area that's really cold, so that's good for Chardonnays, or another area that's a bit more drier, so that's better for Shirazes. So I just kept hearing this word all the time. I said, well, that's perfect, because country for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is important. That's number one priority, right? We've got to look after country. Country look after us. So Munda, and it was easy to say. And
Got a ring to it, brother. To
say it, you know. So, just sort of resonated with people, you know.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. When we're talking about Munda, we're talking about land, we're talking about foundation, and you're building an empire on a strong foundation, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And it's really important what you're saying, too. You know, I do have a job, but the work goes after hours, you know. So incredible amount of time, energy, and, you know, long nights and weekends, and... So it has been a bit of a journey. It's probably taken me 4 years to get to this point, but we've established it now, and we've got one variety out at the moment called our Shiraz, but we've got the Grenache and the Chardonnay coming out in about 4 weeks' time, so we're really excited for those two to come out as well.
And out at retail stores, out the bat, is that only in South Australia, or where are we at with it, brother?
Yeah, slowly growing it, so predominantly in South Australia at the moment, but we have got some areas of the Dan Murphy stores in Victoria, New South Wales and Brisbane.
Yes.
And over in Perth as well, but you can just buy it direct online, which is good, which is even better. So we're trying to encourage people to go online with us, and, you know, we'll send it out to you guys, but so far... everyone's enjoyed the label and the name, but more importantly, it tastes pretty good too, apparently. So I'm a fan, but I can be biased, brother.
You can.
I'm going to have to send you up some, and I know you don't drink, brother. I've known that about you for a long time, but, you know, family there, you might have mob. And,
I think
that's the other part too, brother. You know, I was really conscious, you know, because this whole stigma and stereotype with Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people and alcohol has been pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to flip that on its head too and just talk about, you know, that's not a big issue in our community. There are a lot of people that don't drink like yourself, right? But also importantly, how do you educate about responsible drinking? And, you know, wine isn't just for sculling and getting horrors.
No.
You know, what wine's a conversation
nice
starter
dinner,
too, you right?
Converse, yes, conversation, family, yarns, friends at the table.
All yarns, you know, and that's what I want to do. I want to be able to use that platform in that industry because they've got such a big stretch, brother, you know, like internationally.
Yes.
You could use that opportunity to just create conversation, and you can talk about whatever your views are on The Voice or treaty or constitution recommend, any of that stuff, right? You can have those sorts of conversation, or you can just talk about Australia Day. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, sure,
you
brother.
Know, so
yes.
I wanted to use that.
And have a sip while having a yarn, you know?
While having a yarn, brother. Straight out, you know? That's how you get stuff
too
done,
deadly.
Too, right?
Yeah, no, beautiful, brother, beautiful. So opportunities are knocking on people's door every day. The sad thing is we don't open the door to see the opportunity, or we can't hear the opportunity knocking because we're too busy knocking the opportunity. So you got to have an open mind. Paul Bruce Vandenberg wasn't looking at wine, but an opportunity came before you, and you delved into it, and now you've got a business, brother.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. I would always encourage people to keep an open mind, whether it's not your first go, but I would say the reason why I did probably land on my feet with this is it's all about relationships too, brother. You know, like, I was fortunate enough just to meet the right people who had the right insight into this industry.
Yes.
And then forming those partnerships, you know, I wasn't afraid to align myself with different people because they had the expertise, you know, they're the industry experts.
Sure.
And I wanted to bring my own brand and my own style and what I wanted in that space, you know. So it is important just to keep an open mind, try and find as many positive relationships as you can. And that also extended, I was talking to you a while back, I think, about it, is, you know, 5 years ago, I managed to enter into the tuna industry as well. So I got a tuna business.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And the tuna, the tuna that are caught through the Great Australian Bite down the bottom there of Australia, that's called the Southern Bluefin Tuna.
Yeah.
And our people have always been neglected in this space, you know. And that fish comes right through our waters, you know, and has been for thousands of years, right? And we've never had an opportunity in that space. And then 5 years ago, we managed to secure 25 ton of tuna quota, which means we can go out every year and catch 25 ton, and then put our brand and our story on it, you know, and all that connection to sea country and what that means, you know. So you got a tuna business, a wine business, and, you know, other things going, but it's just exciting. I just love the whole business side of the world, you know, because you're setting yourself up. And I think, if anything, that COVID taught us is to keep an open mind, you know, and don't stay comfortable.
Exactly.
You know, brother?
Exactly. And brother, we are wealthy just being black. We just got to get our skin in the game, get proactive in this space, you know what I mean? Culture
Absolutely.
Is strong with us, and we are rich because of our culture. So here's a black man in business, Munda. We're talking about land. Then you're talking about tuna, fish to swim through your waters. There it is, you know what I mean? So, and you're doing pole dancing on the side as well, brother. How deadly are you?
Look out. I'll leave that up to Aaron Davey.
Yeah, shout out to Aaron Davey, listening too. Aaron, he mad mouthing you. My brother, listen, so let's quickly talk about you. You mentioned Aaron Davey, and big shout out to Aaron, who's a former Demon, Melbourne Demons, and he's up here in Cairns, been here for about 5 years now. He won the premiership for the last 2 years here in Cairns. First time they won it in the local comp for 38 years, and the last time they won it was with my beautiful uncles, Uncle Rob and Uncle Jason and Uncle Cockatoo Boys, you know, as Robbie Cockatoo and Michael Cockatoo, look fantastic. And now he's kicking goals.
He's done very well.
Yeah, he has, brother.
I love him. We're family, we go way back.
Are you connected there Alan, aren't you?
Yeah. So we go way back, all the Davey family that come from the same mob, down the far west coast, so... Yeah, I'll leave all the dancing up to him.
He
got the moves,
my
brother. So I'll leave it. And you.
Yeah, sure.
You,
Shake Moody.
You too, right?
That's right, brother. Now, regarding the tuna business, what's the name of the tuna business, brother? Is that still up and running?
Yeah. That's called Wanama. Wana in our country is sea, and ma is food, so seafood. So Wanama.
Oh, good, beautiful.
Yeah.
And how are you selling that? Like fresh or in a can or...?
Yeah, no, we're just doing it fresh now, frozen fresh, basically. All of it goes to Korea and Japan at the moment.
Okay, brother.
Because we're not quite big enough. Once we grow to a bigger opportunity to be able to can them, I think that would be pretty special. And then we're looking at other species as well, going into other species, which would be quite exciting. So,
Good, beautiful.
Some really good opportunities right around Australia. Some Aboriginal groups are doing some really cool, and Torres Strait Islander mob are doing some really cool stuff in the rock lobster and oysters and abalone.
Yes.
And yeah, it's really exciting. But
beautiful, brother.
Good opportunity for a lot of Indigenous people around Australia to get into business, you know.
Exactly. As I was saying, we are wealthy just being black. We just got to get proactive. Now, regarding business, we were talking earlier about bad-mouthing Aaron there. Aaron Davey, your deadly brother. Now, talking about AFL, you had a stint. Let's talk about your career at NBL, National Basketball League, yeah? So tell us about that journey and how you moved into AFL, brother.
blinked and missed it, brother, but still, it was still a big achievement. But
yes.
I managed to spend 1 year in the development squad for the Melbourne Tigers back in 1998-99.
Yep.
Which is a really, really good opportunity for me to sort of train every day with Andrew Gaze and Leonard Copeland and these people. And then, yeah, 2 years later, I got picked up by the Canberra Cannons. So I spent a year in the camp with the Canberra Cannons and, yeah, just absolutely loved it. It was a dream come true, all that stuff, you know. Just, you know, when you think about being a little kid from Ceduna, going all the way, making it in the big stage, I always tell these young people that, you know, I got this thing with that I believe that anything is possible, brother, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
If you find your passion and your commitment to it, you can achieve anything. And so for me, playing professional basketball was the dream, but... And I think growing from there, I just thought about how important or how easy, not easy, I should say, how engaged young people were with sports. And when they listen to, when they see a role model walk into their classroom, whether it's Nate Jaiwai or Patty Mills or anyone like that, you know, you got their attention, you got their eyes, you got their ears. And, you know, I think sports is a powerful, very powerful vehicle for to make change and to make some real inroads for our young people, you know. So I couldn't find a job in the AFL, in the NBL, I guess. There was no opportunities really for just sort of managers at the time.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I managed to find a job in the AFL at a club called Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Port Adelaide as the director of Aboriginal programs. So
yeah.
I spent 10 years there just building their Aboriginal programs up and had an absolute ball and, you know, had some lifelong friends there and, you know, really enjoyed my time there. And then, yeah, 3 years later, I got picked up, sort of headhunted a little bit by the AFL and I'm sitting in the AFL at head office now as the National Diversity Talent Manager. So my task or my role, I guess, is to try and improve pathways for Indigenous or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people to not only get drafted, but to start thinking about careers, whether they're interested in umpiring or coaching or getting into the business, and then also working with the AFL clubs on how they become a safer environment for our players and our elite players. How do you influence some of the boards to get more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people onto those boards? So yeah, there's a representation of our people right across the whole industry, right? So but it's slowly building.
Yes.
But last year was the first time all 18 AFL clubs had an Indigenous player development manager.
Yes, fantastic. Yes.
So that was one of the real big tick items for us and really pleasing in this space. And, you know, still ways to go, don't get me wrong, but yeah, absolutely love my role at the AFL at the moment.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. Fantastic. Well, a true entrepreneur you are, in a J-O-B, running businesses on the side, look, empowering our mob out there to get in business. I always say I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, you know, and that's how we need to be, that focus in regarding a new chapter in your life. I mean, granddad used to always say, are you living or are you just waiting to die? So live your life to the fullest, and that's exactly what you're doing, Paul Bruss Vandenberg. Good yarning with you, my cuss, and hey, lost the lad there, closing off there. The lad there, so we'll say goodbye to the brother. But it's Paul Bruss Vandenberg. Do check out Munda Wines, that's his business, and also he's with the AFL as well, getting looking after the Indigenous mob in that sport as well. Fantastic, beautiful yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, new mob. We are across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn with the ball around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Too deadly.
Of the dream chaser, The smoke clears and old fears are broke. Years of weapons to the spoken poets birthed with the righteous nature. The curtain raises, you hope they greet you. The silence is deafening, hope they still can hear you. The orator begins to welcome you to the sequel. And in that moment, what you say illuminates the people. Stage a climactic reopening. The golden pen, an open lens, refocusing. Ciphers on my origins, ancient drums to bring it back. A mind blast with hieroglyphs or parables in notepads. Like diamonds through this hourglass, precious are the moments that raise me out of world of pity. Put on that lotus path, left it all exposed. The stairway to my soul, on everything I wrote, question everything you know. Pull back and focus. The metamorphous theologies of the lotus. You were facing the artist radio called aggressive. Since freedom became the anthem, I live to represent it. Carry that creed relentless message to my descendants. Since the curtain calls, the ignorant felt the presence. Constantly pursuing heaven's stairway to greatness. Wisdom of our heroes imparted within my cadence. Born from the depths of Zenith Kes Archipelago, a manifestation this nation just wasn't ready for. Offspring of Poseidon, this optic trident obsesses me. Raging off the energy, ready for what is meant to be. Patiently waiting in a world that can't contain me. Breaking mental chains in prisons that can't enslave me. Welcome to utopia, let this moment take it in. The show brought them the vision, the lotus is the awakening.
Been organ for a long time. this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
No, I can't say I let go. You're gone when I need you the most. They say it's hard, but you never know what you had for so long, then it's gone. When I wake, smell the coffee, my lungs breathe it in and I'm happy. I wish it all was just a dream, but it's not, it's never what it seems. When the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that I can lean on you when I'm feeling heavy. You will catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, yeah, yeah, yeah. The house is silent and it's past three. Oh, in my room, now it feels like I can't breathe. I start to cry and get angry. I'm too young to lose you, can't you see? Yeah. I sit and stare as the phone rings. It ain't you, but I wish that it could be. Catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that. You're all I got, oh, when I fall apart.
Everybody go start to carry on. Love is something that we used to share, but I don't suppose it's gonna go put you about it. Get the
battles in the rise. I'm too late, you got me hot now. So time to put you on, show and tell. They got show the world, show them bloody. This is love, can I love?
On your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumbaribip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, RACV and Yallery partner to provide education opportunities to Indigenous children. Now, Yallery, fantastic organisation, getting our kids from remote communities into boarding school and taking them right through to their schooling curriculum, their education, and then, if not further education thereafter, doing a fantastic job. Always talk to the main man there, that's Waverley Stanley, but I've got the managing director, which is his partner, and she's a lot prettier than him. Lou Mullins on the line. Lou, very good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning to you too, Trevor. Yeah, I'm really good. I'm down here on Kumbumeri country on the Gold Coast.
All right, beautiful. And a big shout out there to the mob that way. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sister.
Oh, I'm from Sydney originally.
Yes.
And, but all my family's from out Country New South Wales, Wiradjuri area. So
right,
that's
beautiful.
Where I'm from.
All right, beautiful, fantastic. And look, just give the listeners, they know about Yallery, but give us a bit of background, Yallery, and what you guys do there, please.
Okay, so we offer scholarships to rural and remote Indigenous children to go to boarding schools, high-achieving boarding schools, 20 of them throughout the country. It's not for everybody, but if people want to take this opportunity and have a yarn with us and learn about what we offer, we come out and visit the families and tell them all about it. And, right now we have 247 little ones on scholarships from year 7 to year 12 in our schools around Australia and about 450 alumni.
Fantastic.
They're doing all different things around the country and are raising their families, finishing their first, second degrees, working in trade,
yes,
doing all sorts of things. Some stay in the cities, some go back home to country, all sorts of things. We support them, whatever they want to do.
Exactly. And how long Yallery been in business for?
I'm going to say about 18 years.
Yeah, exactly, something like that. So we've got a lot of students over the line regarding completing their junior senior certificates, you know. And like we had dramas in this country where a lot of our kids were falling out of school. So this is a beautiful vehicle, a platform where we are getting our mob over the line. And if they want to go further with their education, fantastic. But the fact that they finish their seniors, which is a strong platform for their future, yes?
It sure is. I mean, yeah, it gives them a choice.
It does.
I finish year 12. Okay, I can go further study. I can go and work. I can do a trade. I just, it just gives you more choices to do whatever it is you want to do. So that's so important, achieving those changes. We are not the panacea for all sorts of things, but we are one option for people.
Exactly. Exactly. Nah, fantastic. Now, let's talk about the joint venture, the partnership that you've scored with RACV, and that's the Victorian version of RACQ, Queensland version, and regarding vehicles and looking after, but plus they have memberships galore. So tell us about your joint venture with those guys.
Yeah, RACV. Actually, our first Melbourne fundraising dinner was at the RACV in the middle of Melbourne. I'm going to say about 15 years ago. We've had a long relationship with them. Now we have a formal partnership where they give us access to their beautiful venues around the country. But the main one is the one here, the Royal Pines on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Because we have our students and alumni stay there.
That's a five-star caravan park, eh? It's a classy joint. I've been there.
It's very fair. Wavy's all happy because he gets to play golf there sometimes.
Yeah, thank you.
But, yeah, that's right. But, so they get to stay there, feel special, have the opportunity to train and get themselves ready to support the little ones at the orientation camp. We have our staff fly in around the country. They get to stay there as well and treated so beautifully and welcomed. Good. Just from the general manager to everybody, all the staff, it's just wonderful. There's also driving lessons wherever their driving instructions are around the country. So that's another important thing, Trevor.
Yes,
our
license.
Kids need their license.
Yes.
They really need their license. So we are determined every child leaves the Yallery in Year 12 with a license.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. That's empowerment.
Definitely.
Independency. Yeah. So you got the education and got their license. The world's their oyster. Mm.
Yeah, we're not buying them a car, though.
No, thank you. That's right, dear. Yeah. They catch that bus or foot falcon, but they got the license in their pocket when they're ready. Get a JOB and then and go for the loan.
That's right.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Yallery looks after students. Primary and high school or just high school?
Just high school. They all start in year seven. First year of high school, there's at least two, if not four, students are offered a scholarship to each one of our schools. There's a little bunch of them supporting each other right the way through to year 12.
Mm.
And then we look after the alumni on different levels, you know.
Yes.
You know, when you're in your 20s, sometimes you need help, sometimes you don't.
Still connected then to Yallery.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, big time.
Yallery students for life. Yes.
That's right. Exactly. Can't let us go.
Exactly. No, that's fantastic. Yeah, exactly. Now, with that, but there's what I've noticed that what you guys do, there's beautiful communication with the parents and the communities, and also there's cultural front and centre in regarding the cultural trips, yes?
Yeah. You can't do it, what we do, without culture being at the forefront of everything.
Yes.
I don't know how you could do it without that. It's just so important. It's at the essence of everything we do.
Yes.
And the schools we partner with, they value that as well as the forefront of well-being on every level.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. And like I said, in the communication with the parents and the communities, a lot of your kids who've come from communities, you've had kids come from there before, so it creates a success pathway.
Yeah, definitely. It's all word of mouth, Trevor. You know, no amount of advertising in a newsletter or whatever works. Just word of mouth. You know, their cousin, their auntie, their nan, somebody tells them about it. They see somebody else go away. It's all right. It's not so scary. Yeah, I want to be like them too.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
And kids starting off at grade 7, I mean, we're talking then year 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. So we're talking about a six-year, like you could say, apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
But the support is there, you know what I mean? Then when they're grade 9, grade 10, they've already done 2-3 years. They understand the process. They understand, they respect and understand the support that's with them in regarding Yallery being there. And then they, well, whether they like it or not, they become mentors for younger brothers and sisters back in their communities.
They do. Yeah, they go back home, and you can tell that because on our applications we say, "Oh, how did you hear about Yallery?"
Yeah.
And they'll talk about the older student that they met when they came back from school for holidays, or whether it's a relative or just somebody that they know. But they do. They just spread the word. You know what? When we first started, I was worried about our kids going back to community. They'd be sort of put down a bit, and oh, you think you're too good for us, and.
It was actually the
opposite. Okay. It was people felt real proud and talked up really, you know, good ways about these kids and made them feel good about themselves. And some went back to the primary schools and talked about their experiences.
Yeah, beautiful.
I was so pleased with that type of thing. I'm not going to say that's in every case, but more than not, our children are celebrated in the community.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes, yes. And exactly, and so they should be. And but the other thing too is when they go to the boarding school and then they go home again, the fact that they come back, I mean, that's strength in themselves, you know what I mean?
It is.
I mean, because really you're away from your community, then you go back for school holidays. The fact you get back on that plane or that bus to drive back to get back to your college, that you did come back. And that's where the support of Yallery is there front and center.
That's right. And you know, I admire these children. Mm. I really do. And young adults for their courage and their resilience. It's incredible.
Yes,
exactly. Both ways. Going back home sometimes is different as well.
Yeah. Sure.
Sometimes their friends that they had when they were in primary school, their paths take different journeys, and some of them go back home and they don't have the friends that they used to have. They've still got family.
Sure, yeah.
But it takes it's a big change, and I just think they're incredibly resilient.
Well, I say they don't come and go, they come and grow, you know?
Exactly. They do.
That's what it's all about.
Back to school, back home, the whole way. It's such a journey.
Mm. Now, it all stemmed from Waverley, your other half there, who's the CEO of the company. He was in boarding school, and he succeeded as boarding school. And back in his day, as a black man, I mean, racism was there, of course, but he rose above it. But it made who he is today, and he just thought it was a beautiful pathway for him. So he just wanted to give our black kids that opportunity.
That's right. Yeah, he went through school on his own, no other Indigenous students. And it was about 20 years later we were having a chat, and he said, I've always wanted to do the same thing, give, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children the opportunity to go to a really good school if they want it.
Yeah.
But they have to have support. They go with other kids.
So he gave birth to Yallery then?
That's it. That's where it was born.
Beautiful. And doing a fantastic job. And look, it's a beautiful yarn. And a big shout out to RACV to come on board and be in partners with you guys in regard to the accommodation side of things for our students, but also the platform for kids to get licensed as well. I'm loving that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So important. Yeah. I don't have to teach them anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, exactly. driving a car. Don't drive my car. Be careful. My sister, good yarning with you, and big shout out to the Yallery team, and big shout out to Waverley Stanley, the brother, and thank you for your daily yarn, my sister, and big shout out to RACV, and also Neil Taylor, who I believe is managing director, chief executive officer for RACV, coming to the table. So big shout out to his deadly team as well, and teamwork makes the dream work, sister.
That's right. Thanks, Trevor. You have a good day.
All the best. We'll talk soon, sister. Bye-bye. Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here. And big shout out to the NURS team, National News Radio Service. Team effort and teamwork makes the dream work. That's what Murray always say. Keep smiling, your mob. Join in the conversation. Too deadly.